New proposals from the Minister for Social Protection to reform disability payments in Ireland are causing distress and outrage in the disabled community. Now, that's according to a coalition of disability organisations ahead of a rally today at Leinster House, calling on the Minister to scrap her plans. The Green Paper by the Department of Social Protection suggests reforming the structure of long-term disability payments by establishing a three-tier system. A spokesperson told Morning Ireland the proposals are designed for public consultation and no final decision has been made. Mariam Madani is spokesperson for Disability Power Ireland. What's happening today, Mariam, and good morning to you outside Leinster House.
Good morning, Mary. Thank you for having us on. Outside Leinster House today, we have arranged a mass protest of disabled people from over 18 different groups who've allied together. And the main organisers are NeuroPride Ireland, Disability Power Ireland, Access for All Ireland, and Disabled Women Ireland, and the opposed reform of disability allowance. We have come together to protest this because there has been so much distress and outrage in the community since the announcement of these proposals. I personally have not been able to enter a single space without disabled people ending up in tears. The Green Paper, as you know, as you've just explained very well, is a set of proposals to reform disability allowance based solely on disabled people's capacity to work. We will be categorised into tiers based solely on the perception of our capacity to work from independent medical assessors. All of this goes completely against everything that disabled people and DPOs, our representative organisations, have been saying for decades. It goes against everything in the UNCRPD, the United Nations Convention on the Rights of People with Disabilities. We can't believe that a proposal like this has been brought forward, but we know why, and that's because disabled people and our DPOs were not consulted with from the beginning, before these proposals were drawn.
But Mariam, and I'm sure if you were talking to the minister this morning, she would say, and her department would say to you, this is a green paper. She has opened consultation on this green paper now, and that period is going to go on until March 2024. So are you at this stage, you know, going out to protest against something that you should be engaging with?
We are engaging with it. All of the DPOs and all of the organisations have been preparing our submissions for the minister. We have all attended the consultations, and that we have found the consultations to be inaccessible and demeaning. And this is why we are so upset.
Because the consultations, sorry, Mariam, just to clarify what you're saying there, you're saying the consultations are inaccessible and demeaning.
Yes, so a lot of our disabled members have found them to be inaccessible and difficult for them in many different ways. And a lot of there hasn't been space for them to speak. We had to fight for the consultation period to be extended until March. It was supposed to be December 15th. There are still most of the people in the disabled community are still catching up to this. It was kind of brought in under our noses without giving sufficient time for disabled people to be able to understand fully what's involved in the proposals and to be able to submit their responses. So we, according to the UNCRPD, disabled people and their organisations need to be consulted on all policy matters before they even get to a green paper stage. That's in the UNCRPD.
Is the key issue for you, I think, and the people you represent say, a suggestion in the paper that a person's capacity to work will be medically assessed by people employed by the department. Is that the key issue that's caused this dismay and concern?
That's one of them. So just to give an example of how much that will cost, this hasn't been released. Those figures haven't been released by the Department of Social Protection, but estimating even just €100 per medical assessment of everyone already on disability services brings us to over €15 million. That's a lot of unnecessary expenses that could be brought into other things. For example, making the workplaces more accessible for disabled people to enter employment. This is one reason why we're upset. It's that it's reducing the high rates of unemployment among disabled people, which are 70%, is reducing that to an individual's fault instead of looking at the social model of disability, which is our systems in place and the barriers we have to entering the workplace in first place.
Mariam, I'm sure we'll hear much more about this, your protest taking place today. This is Mariam Madani talking to us.